everybody, to the Superhumanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Check out our YouTube channel and leave us a rating and review so others can find this podcast if you're finding it helpful. I'd like to start off with a recap of last week, where we continued on our series of diet and just all the different diets that are out there, what our experience has been, the benefits of having a good healthy diet, and quite a few tips as to how to get started and change your lifestyle. So if you haven't already heard those episodes, please go back the last couple of weeks and listen to those episodes if you'd like to hear more about that. This week, we're going to go ahead and start talking about massages. So I like to get a massage about once a month and I've made it part of my routine. So what are some of the health benefits of massages?
Yeah, I don't go as often for massages, and that's my challenge, is to start setting up more of my massages. But the benefits of massages are, of course, the sleep wellness. So it increases the wellness of your sleep. It boosts your immunity. So with a massage, your white blood cells are increasing, and your blood circulation also improves. So getting a massage both increases white blood cells, which fights off those colds and anything bad happening within your body. And then it increases the blood flow, so it's getting to those areas a lot sooner. And I also noticed that after a massage, like, you know, part of the reason why they say to drink water is because it does flush out those toxins. So I think that's really important to do as soon as you're done with the massage, and just in general, is to drink more water. So boosts your immunity. It reduces the psychological stress, so helps relax, reduces your stress in general, but with that, the link to like anxiety and depression, going for a massage can help reduce those as well. Helps with, like I said earlier, that better circulation. Improves your range of motion, so depending on the type of massage that you're getting, it can help with your range of motion with your muscles. Helps with managing pain, relieves headaches and migraines. So again, depending on the type of massage, can help to reduce the headache and the migraines if you get those. Eases muscle tension. Don't be afraid to tell your masseuse to go harder.
I'm afraid of that.
It's always a good thing, right? You have to speak what you want. Like, the worst that will happen is they say no or just don't do it. So if you're speaking up and saying, you know, to go a little bit harder with those muscles, it can help with that muscle tension too. It promotes relaxation. Enhances your exercise performance. So you may notice that maybe the day after your massage, if you probably don't want to go exercise right after your massage, but you'll feel that you're able to exercise a lot easier. So maybe you can do more weights the next day, or you can run farther the next day, or faster. It has faster recovery times with massages. A lot of athletes, you know, most athletes get massages probably bi-weekly, I would guess. I'm not sure, I haven't researched that one, but you do see that a lot of athletes do go regularly for massages. Increases your feeling of wellness, so you're taking care of your body, you know, like you're doing something really healthy for yourself. So it increases that feeling of you doing something really good for yourself. For frequency, so how often you should get a massage, they suggest every 4 to 6 weeks. It kind of depends on what's going on with your body. So if you're going to like the chiropractor every week, they might do like a small massage, a 30-minute massage there. But I suggest at least 4 weeks or once a month, as David had mentioned, he keeps up with And think of it like, think of it as you're taking care of your car, right? So if you have like a gas car or even an electric car, any car, you're taking it in for those regular checkups. So you're going to make sure that the oil is good, right? You need oil changes in your car. Otherwise it's gonna stop working. Well, same with our bodies, right? If we don't take care of our bodies, like we've talked about in previous episodes with not only our diet, but our minds as well, and our muscles, eventually we get sick or we start to break down. So be proactive and start setting up massages every month. And again, think of it just like you would take care of your car, you know, take care of your body too.
All right. Yeah. A lot of the reasons that Jessica mentioned is why I go to get a massage, releases those toxins in the body, also just helps with muscle recovery and self-care, along with all the mental benefits as well, the relaxation. And although we hug often, I know human touch is another big reason. Your body studies have shown that humans just need that human touch sometimes. So all those things combined can be really great benefits to make sure you're showing yourself love and practicing self-care. And there's a ton of different massages out there, and I kind of stick to just the more simple, traditional sports massage, I guess you would call it. I like kind of firm pressure, and I find that that just helps me the best. I know that if you go monthly, it's good because it helps, as Jessica mentioned, keep that maintenance going. You tend to get those knots in your back, and by going every single month, you can continuously basically just kind of eliminate those knots that are in your back and make sure that you keep them away. So there's a Swedish massage that's a gentle full body massage, long strokes, kneading, and also some circular motions to help you relax. That can improve blood flow, reduce stress, and release the tension in your body. If you want to get fancy and go to a spa or something like that, that's where you'll typically find your hot stone massages. That's where they use heated stones and put them on specific points of your body to warm and loosen the muscles, help reduce pain, improve circulation, and promote that relaxation as well. Also, with a lot of spas, you'll find the aromatherapy massage. That's where you're combining soft pressure with those fragrances, and that just is more so to help kind of improve your mood and practice relaxation and kind of just really fully let go. Then you got your deep tissue massage, where they use firm pressure and slow strokes to reach deeper layers of the muscle and connective tissue. It can help release those muscle knots that I was mentioning, reduce inflammation, and improve the range of motion. Sports massage is good as well, kind of just your standard massage that targets muscles and tendons. You can ask them to work on a specific area. Maybe you're having some popping in your shoulders, some soreness there, something like that. And that's where you would focus more on those specific areas rather than a full body. Mm-hmm. Then you got your trigger point massages that focuses on applying pressure to the right spots or knots in the muscle that cause pain or discomfort. Can help relieve pain, improve blood flow, and restore the normal function of those muscles. Then you got reflexology massages, a massage that simulates certain points on the feet, hands, or ears that correspond to different organs and systems in the body. It can help balance the body, improve nerve function, and promote healing. Last couple are the shiatsu massage. I'll try saying that three times fast. Sounds like a good one. And that uses finger pressure along the energy pathways or meridians of the body to restore the flow of qi or life force. Hopefully I'm saying that part right. Can help harmonize the body, mind, and spirit and relieve stress, pain, and fatigue. You got your Thai massage, and that involves some stretching and pulling and rocking of the body using the hands, feet, and elbows and the knees of the therapist. So that would be for if you're trying to relieve more kind of deep pain there that they really need to get into. And then the last, they got the prenatal massage. So if you're pregnant, make sure you check with your doctor first, of course, but in certain scenarios there, a prenatal massage might provide some relaxation and pain relief in certain parts of the back or body where you're having some issues there as you go through your pregnancy. You always want to prepare for a massage. One way you want to do that is stay hydrated. Make sure you don't eat a heavy meal, so eat lightly. Dress comfortably, relax, and as Jessica was saying, communicate with your therapist if anything hurts. Make sure you communicate with them, and if you need more pressure, all those type of things. So really good just to have the open lines of communication with your massage therapist to make sure you're not injuring yourself further or getting a massage that you just don't feel comfortable with. After a massage, make sure you hydrate, drink lots of water. That's very important. As Jessica was mentioning, it releases a lot of toxins in your body. So you want to make sure you fill up on the water to flush all those out. Make sure you have a healthy meal. As we mentioned, it is flushing out toxins. So it's a good idea to replenish your body with something healthy. Go back to our last two episodes about diet if you want to get some tips about a healthy meal for after your massage. Make sure you rest, avoid any strenuous activities, as my wife had mentioned earlier as well. Give it about 24 hours or so until you get back in the gym. Make sure you also avoid alcohol, so you're not, again, putting more toxins into your body as your body's releasing them. So those are the main things that you want to do before and after a massage. I know I'm a bargain hunter when it comes to massages because they can get very expensive, especially if you do start to go bi-monthly or once a month. So some tips that I recommend for getting a relatively low-cost massage, you can do some research on the chiropractors in your area. Oftentimes a chiropractor will have their practice and they'll have massages included in that as well. And those are typically going to be a better price massage, since it's not a fancy spa or anything like that. Your insurance might also cover some of that stuff, so you do want to contact your insurance company and see what they cover in regards to that. And also, there's a lot of student massage places out there, so a lot of massage schools is a good place to start as well. You'll be able to get a good low-price student massage, which can range sometimes from anywhere for as low as $25 to $35 or even less sometimes. And those locations also have professional massage therapists. Usually the teachers or instructors as well, who also give massages, and you could also get a good price there, sometimes in the $50 to $75 range per hour with them as well. So again, do a little research in your area. Chiropractor places, massage schools is a good place to start if you want to start getting a massage once a month and you don't want to break the bank. I know one of the challenges we left you off last week was to start a meal plan, start planning out your meals for the week, so you kind of make sure you're not veering off of that path. So in regards to the challenge this week, what do we have for them?
Well, we were just saying, exactly that is to schedule your appointments. So do the research, but definitely schedule your next massage, and then making sure to have it set to where it's just a monthly thing then for you, or at least 6 weeks going to the masseuse. So.
All right. Well, again, leave us a comment on YouTube, leave us a comment on our Instagram page, and let us know how it's going for you and how these challenges are going. And make sure you follow this podcast and follow our YouTube channel and leave us a rating and review if you're finding these podcasts helpful so others can find it. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you next week.
All right.